New heading, Visualization and Affirmation. Personal leadership is not a singular experience. It doesn't begin and end with the writing of a personal mission statement. It is rather the ongoing process of keeping your vision and values before you and aligning your life to be congruent with those most important things. And in that effort, your powerful right brain capacity can be a great help to you on a daily basis as you work to integrate your personal mission statement into your life. It's another application of begin with the end in mind. Let's go back to an example we mentioned before. Suppose I am a parent who really deeply loves my children. Suppose I identify that as one of my fundamental values in my personal mission statement. But suppose on a daily basis, I have trouble overreacting. You see, I can use my right brain power of visualization to write an affirmation that will help me become more congruent with my deeper values in my daily life. A good affirmation has five basic ingredients. It's personal, it's positive, it's present tense, it's visual, and it's emotional. So I might write something like this. It is deeply satisfying, that is emotional, that I, personal, respond, present tense, with wisdom, love, firmness, and self-control, positive, when my children misbehave. Then I can visualize it. I can spend a few minutes each day and totally relax my mind and body. I can think about situations in which my children might misbehave. I can visualize them in rich detail. I can feel the texture of the chair I might be sitting on, the floor under my feet, the sweater I'm wearing. I can see the dress my daughter has on, the expression on her face. The more clearly and vividly I can imagine the detail, the more deeply I will experience it, the less I will see it as a spectator. Then I can see her do something very specific which normally makes my heart pound and my temper start to flare. But instead of seeing my normal response, I see myself handle that situation with all of the love, the power, the self-control I have captured in my affirmation. I can write the program, write the script, in harmony with my values, with my personal mission statement. And if I do this, day after day, my behavior will change. Instead of living out of the scripts given to me by my own parents, or by society, or by genetics, or my environment, I will be living out of the script I have written from my own self-selected value system. I have helped and encouraged my son, Sean, to use this affirmation process extensively throughout his football career. We started when he played quarterback in high school, and eventually I taught him how to do it on his own. We would try to get him into a very relaxed state of mind through deep breathing and a progressive muscle relaxation technique so that he would become very quiet inside. Then I would help him visualize himself right in the heat of the toughest situations imaginable. He would imagine a big blitz coming at him fast. He had to read the blitz and respond. He would imagine giving audibles at the line after reading defenses. He would imagine quick reads with his first receiver, his second receiver, his third receiver. He would imagine options that he normally wouldn't do. At one point in his football career, he told me he was constantly getting uptight. As we talked, I realized that he was visualizing uptightness. So we worked on visualizing relaxation in the middle of the big pressure circumstance. We discovered that the nature of the visualization is very important. If you visualize the wrong thing, you'll produce the wrong thing. Dr. Charles Garfield has done extensive research on peak performers, both in athletics and in business. He became fascinated with peak performance in his work with the NASA program, watching the astronauts rehearse everything on Earth again and again in a simulated environment before they went into space. Although he had a doctorate in mathematics, he decided to go back and get another PhD in the field of psychology and study the characteristics of peak performers. One of the main things his research showed was that almost all of the world-class athletes and other peak performers are visualizers. They see it. They feel it. They experience it before they actually do it. They begin with the end in mind. You can do it in every area of your life. Before a performance, a sales presentation, a difficult confrontation, or a daily challenge of meeting a goal, see it clearly, vividly, relentlessly, over and over again. Create an internal comfort zone. Then when you get into the situation, it isn't foreign. It doesn't scare you. You are in your comfort zone. Your creative visual right brain is one of your most important assets, both in creating your personal mission statement and in integrating it into your life. There is an entire body of literature and audio and videotapes that deal with this process of visualization and affirmation. Some of the more recent developments in this field include such things as subliminal programming, neuro-linguistic programming, and new forms of relaxation and self-talk processes. These all involve explanation, elaboration, and different packaging of the fundamental principles of the first creation. My review of the success literature brought me in contact with hundreds of books on this subject. Although some made extravagant claims and relied on anecdotal rather than scientific evidence, I think that most of the material is fundamentally sound. The majority of it appears to have originally come out of the study of the Bible by many individuals. In effective personal leadership, visualization and affirmation techniques emerge naturally out of a foundation of well-thought-through purposes and principles that become the center of a person's life. They are extremely powerful in re-scripting and reprogramming into writing deeply committed to purposes and principles into one's heart and mind. I believe that central to all enduring religions in society are the same principles and practices clothed in different language: meditation, prayer, covenants, ordinances, scripture study, empathy, compassion, and many different forms of the use of both conscience and imagination. But if these techniques become part of the personality ethic and are severed from a base of character and principles, they can be misused and abused in serving other centers, primarily the center of self. Affirmation and visualization are forms of programming, and we must be certain that we do not submit ourselves to any programming that is not in harmony with our basic center, or that comes from sources centered on money-making, self-interest, or anything other than correct principles. The imagination can be used to achieve the fleeting success that comes when a person is focused on material gain or on what's in it for me. But I believe the higher use of imagination is in harmony with the use of conscience to transcend self and create a life of contribution based on unique purpose and on the principles that govern interdependent reality.